You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Looking ahead to the fourth Ashes test, which gets underway late on Christmas Day. The Boxing Day test is the fourth in the series, and Australia, of course, already clinching the series. They are 3-0 up so far. For this fourth test, Australia 4-7. Odds on to make it 4-0 in the series. 3-1 about the draw. England are 9-2. James Butler joining me ahead of this one. I've rather gone off cricket at the moment, James.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a miserable winter for England, hasn't it? And Australia at 4-7, they just keep getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and quite rightly, because they've been out playing England in pretty much every single discipline in the Test series so far. England at 9-2. You know, if this was the first Test match of the series, the MCG Boxing Day Test, it's a fantastic occasion, and it does give the bowlers a little bit of help as well as the batsmen. We should see fairly high first inning scores, but the bowlers always have a bit of a chance if they bend their back and put something into it. And if it was the first Test, you probably fancy England would have a big sniff in this one. But 3-0 down in a 5-match series, the urn already deposited back in Steve Smith's hands, England are heads bowed and a bit depressed, I would imagine, and it's going to be hard for them to get themselves up for this. And Australia at 4-7 has to be the play on the outrights. You know, I can't see Australia, unless rain comes to aid England, I can't see Australia not getting a 5-0 out of this series now. I think the writing's on the wall.
It's been the manner of the defeats as well, James. They haven't been unlucky. We haven't been talking about three close tests. No. I mean, they've lost by 10 wickets. They've lost by an innings. They've been well and truly decimated by an Australia side that, pre the series, we looked at both sides and thought, maybe not going to be a vintage Ashes series compared to some of the players that have been off on and off for years gone by. But on paper, it isn't streets ahead of this England team.
Absolutely not. And I think if this series was played in England, England would win it.
Right.
That, it's as simple as that. Because, yeah, we saw in Adelaide when the ball was moving around, Australia struggled. And that's what would happen in England. So I don't think there's a huge amount between these two sides. The difference between them has been, quite simply, probably two factors. Their three pacemen have frightened England,
yep,
and have blown away the tail. And Stephen Smith, of the A-list batsmen, Stephen Smith stood up and scored a shed load of runs, whereas Cook and Root have been playing very much below par. So that's been the difference in this series, and Australia deserve to get the urn. Stephen Smith as well is not the sort of captain who's going to basically rest on his laurels. 3-0 up, you know, some people might be tempted to think, right, let's have a few beers and let's celebrate and not bother about these last two.
Yeah.
Stephen Smith will want the 5-0. I think he's that kind of guy, and that's scary for England, because
yeah,
it's going to be quite tough, I think, for the next two tests.
It's just 10-11 for the whitewash, by the way, Australia to win the series.
That's coming
5-0.
In as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every day we go on in this series, it looks more likely.
Yeah. And as you say, he'll be very keen to stamp on the English throats, as it were. Talking about the opposing captain, Joe Root, who hasn't fired exactly in this test. He's not been quite as poor with the batters as perhaps Alistair Cook has, but this is the first time in his career, really, and we mentioned this a little bit earlier on, that he's come under any sort of pressure. He was accused of being a soft captain in the week. Obviously, he's got a rather youthful, boyish look to him anyway, but people were accusing him of bringing that into his demeanour.
He's like me and you in looks, isn't he? I've known Rooty since he was a little kid, basically, coming through the Yorkshire ranks, and he's always had that kind of impish, little cheeky kind of chappy kind of thing going on. Graham Swan summed him up beautifully on the radio commentary by saying that he was the kind of like annoying little brother that everybody kind of like, it gets on your nerves, but everybody loves him. And I think that's been taken away from him a little bit. As captain, I think he thinks he has to be serious and grown up, and it doesn't kind of fit the way he approaches cricket. He plays cricket, he loves it, and it's, you know, the enthusiasm and that little cheekiness has kind of driven him on. Very, very hungry as well. And I think the captaincy just is a little bit of a burden. He denies it, as he obviously would do. But
yeah,
you know, I'm beginning to wonder whether it's the right thing to give the captaincy to the best player in the side, because he is by a mile the best batsman that we've got. And it is diluting him. I think he's playing slightly differently as a result of that. And that's a worry for me going forward.
Is it becoming, I don't want to use the phrase poison chalice, but it affected Alistair Cook massively when he had the captaincy, and then when he was relinquished of those duties, we saw a huge upswing in form. Are we entering dangerous territory with the England captaincy? Is it going to get to the point where nobody really wants it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest job that there is. I mean, they always used to say it was the third most pressurised job in England, behind being the Queen or being the Prime Minister. You know, right. The English captain, you come under great scrutiny. And obviously in captain in cricket, there's a lot more to do than in as a football captain. You're a bit of a cheerleader, really, on the pitch. And you're clapping your hands and saying, come on, lads. Whereas as captain on the cricket pitch, you are basically driving all of the tactics. And there's a lot that you're responsible for, and obviously when it goes wrong you're the one to blame for it. So that's what Root's up against. I mean, off the back of what you just said about Cook, why is he 5-1 second favourite in this market? He can't buy a run at the moment. It's just ridiculous that he's that short. We've got Vince behind him, who played quite nicely actually in the third test. I've written him off, but when he plays well, he's a very, very fine player. David Milan, 11-2 in that batting the batting odds,
has been
the only
batsman.
Player that's actually scored any runs. He's the only one that's got a century. So why is he 11-2? Johnny Bairstow, sorry, is the other one that's got a century. He's 11-2 as well. So the two best players that have held a bat for England in this series are fifth and sixth favourite respectively in this market. Those two, Dutchett, 11-2, Milan and Bairstow, has to give you a sniff, I think, in Melbourne for being the top England batsman. Just back to the captaincy quickly. I'd be in favour of giving it, if you're going to persevere with James Vince, and I think there's been enough to kind of suggest that he has got a bit about him, and when he plays well, he's very good on the eye. Give it to Vince, or give it to balance, and just say, right, we're going to trust you, we're going to let you play your natural game, give them the confidence that they've got the captaincy so they know they're secure in the side. And I think you'll actually probably you'll add to their game, you'll get a bit more out of them by giving them the captaincy and making them feel part of the team and a permanent fixture. You give it to a prize asset who knows he's part of the team, and it can only bring him down a little bit. The kind of flip side of that argument is Stephen Smith for Australia, Kane Williamson for New Zealand, and
Virat Kohli
for India, that they've been massively enhanced by having the captaincy of their sides. But that doesn't, you know, it's horses for courses, and everybody's different. And Root, at the moment, it looks like a burden to him, and that is a worry for me. But yeah, in that batting market, you have to go Milan and Bairstow, because they're the only ones that have gone big in this series so far. They'll have confidence off the back of that, and 11-2, huge on both of those.
Yeah, I like both of that. David Milan at 11-2 and Johnny Bairstow at 11-2, a top English batsman. In terms of other bets here, James, anything else catching the eye ahead of this fourth test?
If we go to the top of the markets there, the specials are always interesting. And if we're going Australia, we have to go down the left-hand column there. Australia to have the highest opening partnership and win at 11-10.
Well, our opening has been dreadful.
Looks pretty good, because we've never had an opening partnership that's actually really gone on very high at all. David Warner to be the top Australian batsman in Australia to win. Probably swerved that, because Warner, although he's got some runs in this series, he's been out-batted by the two Marsh brothers and Stephen Smith so far. But, you know, at some stage he's probably going to go good. So the 5-1, I can see why somebody might back that, but I probably missed that out. I really do like the Josh Hazlewood bet, though, in Australia, as the top Australia bowler in Australia to win at 4-1. Mitchell Starc's got a little bit of a heel problem.
Okay.
And they're not sure he's going to play in this test match. If he's out, then Hazlewood is their main threat. And he has bowled really well. He's added some pace to his bowling, and he's looked pretty dangerous in this series so far. So 4-1 on him, and Australia to win, I think, is really good. For Australia in the batting, you can't go past Stephen Smith. 9-4 on him. He's short, but he's short for a reason, because he's got 450-odd runs at 142 so far in this series, and he's looked absolutely sublime. So can't really discount him. You could always Dutch up the Marsh brothers as well, 6-1 for Sean and 8-1 for Mitchell, because they're the other two that have got centuries for Australia, and they're big prices in that market. Looking at the bowling, so as I say, Mitchell Starc might be missing, so Hazlewood at 5-2 would be the pick in the, if you're just going for the bowling markets. Nathan Lyon, MCG, does spin towards the end as well, so he may have a part to play in this one, and he's been by far the better of the two spinners in this series so far. 7-2 from him looks pretty good. Going through the England bowlers, I'm going to have to go with the favourite again, which might sound a bit boring, but James Anderson's the only bowler that's really bowled consistently. He's taken the most wickets by a country mile, and at 9-4, he leads that market. Wokes has bowled below par. He's 100-30. Broad's been well off the pace as well, 100-30 for him. Craig Overton, damaged rib, probably won't play in this test match. He's 4-1, but I'd swerve him because of that. Jake Bourne might come back in. He's 9-2. Tom Curran might make his debut. He's 9-2. Mason Crane could come in and make his debut as the leg spinner at 5-1. But it says it all about Moinelli, that despite him being the premier England bowler after having a fantastic summer for England in this country, he's 11-2. Just ahead of Joe Root in this market. That is not what a premier bowler for England, spin bowler for England, should be. I think he might not play in this fourth test match. He's got a bit of a damaged hand. they shouldn't have played him during the Ashes series when he's been injured, and I think he might just gonna step down for a couple of test matches and maybe let Mason Crane in. But Jimmy Anderson for me in that market has to be the play. But overall, Sam, 4-0 after this one, I think it's, it's been a depressing winter.
I think it is fair to say. Hopefully you can make a little bit of money on that fourth Ashes test, even if the result, from an English perspective, is not perhaps the one we want. Thank you for that, as always, James, and try and enjoy the action.
I'll try to.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.